streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk told CBS Sunday Morning's David Pogue when he thinks SpaceX may be heading to Mars.
Lucky, we've probably got about a 50% chance of sending ships from Earth to Mars at the end of next year, so November, December next year.
Wow. Is that realistic or is that Elon time?
Well, I try to give the 50th percentile. You should expect half the time I'm wrong.
The full interview airs this weekend. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is leading the U.S. delegation in Singapore at a big security conference.
The United States is committed to working with our allies and partners to deter aggression by communist China in the Indo-Pacific.
Hamas has concerns that an Israeli-backed ceasefire plan does not include a commitment that it would lead to a permanent one.
We don't have a written confirmation yet from Hamas of its final response. But if you look at some of the sticking points that they're talking about, they're very familiar ones.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Summer is here, which means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. Joanne Krulatz shares important information.
UW Health adult trauma Dr. Patrick Sheehan offers up some tips on how to prevent fire-related injuries.
Keeping an eye towards the safety of any source of heat or open flame, just making sure that the area doesn't have unnecessary bottles of fuel, canisters of gas, loose leaf litter or other flammable objects, not using anything that is not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. The use of gasoline, diesel fuel, any other sort of flammable accelerant is extremely dangerous and probably one of the most common reasons that people end up coming under our care. Keeping the area clear of tripping hazards, anything else that could make the area dangerous. We end up having to take care of a lot of people who accidentally trip and fall into an open flame. And that's often because a chair leg is sticking in the way or a cooler is in the way. If it's at all possible, having a water source such as a garden hose or a bucket of water, or if there is a fire extinguisher around, just knowing where it is and that it's within easy grabbing distance if needed.
Cheyenne says if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed.
The Portage County Historical Society would like to help you preserve your personal past with a special workshop series. They'll hold the workshops one evening per month to give you practical tools to organize, care for, and share your personal history. There is a cost for these workshops, which begin in June and continue until September. You can find out more at pchswi.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Your host, James, here.
Chair gymnastics is what I'm going to call it.
Joined by the Mary Lou Retton of our studios here, and our head of news and co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production and traveling man, our co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone. And you okay, Melissa?
Yeah,
are you all right?
Fine,
it's a Friday show.
Fine.
It's a Friday show.
Yeah.
We want to bring in our good friend, Brittany Merlot, right now to join the conversation. Brittany, we appreciate you. How you doing?
I'm good. What did I miss?
Melissa.
I was trying to fix the chair, and it leaned back, and I didn't expect it to, and so I did the thing that makes it stop from leaning,
and then it dropped,
and I'm shorter.
She's flailing all over the
place.
I'm
very short now.
Yeah, yeah. All I see out of the corner of my eye is Melissa's hands just going up and
flying around.
She's on a carnival ride or something.
Oh, if only we had StreamYard, you'd be able to see all
oh,
this
my gosh.
Craziness.
What kind
oh,
of
a Friday.
It really is. But we the weather's not going to be too crazy this weekend, is it, Brittany?
Yeah, once we get past this icky, gross wildfire smoke, we're going to be good to go after that. So it actually is super sunny outside, and I don't know about you guys, but I can't see any sunshine here in Wausau area.
Nope.
It is all smoke.
It is smoke here, yeah.
That thickness, and it's only going to get worse, too. Eey. So we're going to be stuck with this throughout the day. Probably areas still lingering tomorrow, so patchy smoke still there, and then it should be gone, especially by Sunday. But unfortunately, it is an unhealthy level for sensitive groups, and I was doing some research on it because I woke up with a pounding headache this morning.
Ooh, yes.
I don't get headaches, right? Mm-hmm. So I was looking into this stuff, and we are breathing in these gases and particles and all of this gross jazz that is burning up in Canada, and these northwest winds are bringing them down here today. So I'm staying inside. I've got my windows closed. I've got an air purifier going. I've taken some ibuprofen, and I hope I get better. But I am struggling. And if you guys are feeling those allergy symptoms, if you're feeling the same way, it's probably because of the smoke.
Smoke. Wow.
Ah, that's goodness. Good note. And also, I'm very glad I closed all my windows before I left.
Yeah,
it wasn't for the smoke. It was to try to keep heat out. But
right.
Also glad that that was a side benefit.
I took my fur brother for a little bit of a walk this morning. We had to cut it short. Because I think even he wasn't moving like he usually does, wasn't as crazy as usually
is. What are you doing to me, bro?
Get
me back in.
Yeah, and that's just from Edmonton. And the Oilers getting into the Stanley Cup and everything. That's a bad joke.
They're burning stuff at the...
But Brittany, other than this, it does seem like we're going to have some nice weather.
Yes, so nice and warm today if you do dare to venture out in this. We're going to hit highs of about 80 degrees. A little breezy out there, smoky, obviously. Then tonight we'll fall to about 50 degrees. A few chances for some scattered showers. Maybe a rumble of thunder this evening. It'll be pretty spotty, but we've got a cold front dropping in from the north. So this rain is going to be moving north to south. So that could dampen a little bit of this evening. But otherwise, tomorrow, tons of sunshine, the smoke starting to clear out and out of here. Highs will be in the mid-70s. It's supposed to be super sunny all weekend long. We go right back to the upper 70s on Sunday, and then you've got to get the AC turned on for Monday because we're going to be hitting upper 80s to near 90 degrees.
Ooh.
Nasty humidity and mugginess is going to be seeping in with that on Monday. But it will be a sunny day. So, I mean, summer lovers, here you go.
Yeah, here's summer. Yeah, summer's here. Yeah,
find a lake to jump in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for joining us. You have a great weekend. Hope you're feeling better. We'll get back together on Monday.
Thanks so much. You too. Bye.
Thanks, Brittany.
The best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us Monday through Friday right in this time slot, getting you ready for your day with Mother Nature. We got fun stuff lined up for you, everybody. We got some celebrating to do. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We're going to celebrate all weekend long. And, of course, we have got our star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We're going to play a famous TV theme song that you guys call up and get, 715-424-2600, and you'll win some free Culver's, just like that, as you can every Friday. And it is a Milwaukee Brewer ticket giveaway Friday. This is our last one for a couple of weeks.
Yep. We got another contest coming up next couple of weeks.
Yes.
Giving stuff away.
We all summer long, we are giving things away here.
We are,
We've got tons of stuff. Seth and I were just talking about that. We've got rafter tickets, tons of them over here that we're getting away. We're going to make sure to give some of those away during Playmakers today.
Yeah, you got a bunch of stuff sitting there.
Yeah, all kinds of goodies.
Speaking of our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, we are going to be pretty busy over there this weekend. But I was talking about this on the Sunrise Show. Seth was a little busy this morning. You were over at the Marshfield Dairy Fest.
Yeah, Dairy Fest. The Mayor's Breakfast this morning. Mm-hmm. It was bright and early. I was there at about 5:30 to get everything ready. We provided the sound system for them so they could give out their door prizes and a bunch of scholarships and a couple of awards as well, which was a lot of fun. Got to take a whole bunch of pictures, and we'll hopefully be posting those soon on Facebook and all that sort of thing. So it was great to get up there and to see everybody. It was a fantastic breakfast. Cheese curds for breakfast, everybody.
Hey, that's awesome.
What is better than cheese curds for breakfast?
I was a little jealous. Now I'm mad. Now I'm just angry.
We're doing that. And then, in fact, after I left, of course, it was after I left, Dottie B / Beth is still up there helping out. There was a surprise visit by Governor Evers,
nice.
Who came by, and he was serving people for breakfast, too. So Nice. It was very cool. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Were you able to finally slip him my bill about free ice cream on Thursdays?
No. Darn, I should quick text Beth. Quick,
if you could reach out to her. Or if we can get him on Kitchens Open.
Right. There you go.
Great guest on Kitchens Open.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she knows his way around a kitchen. I bet she knows some stuff. Yeah. I bet. It's really cool that he showed up. And great to hear that it went well and everything.
Yeah, very cool.
Got a feel of the grounds because you're going to be back up there tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to be back up there for the craft fair from 9 to 11. We'll be broadcasting live right before the parade starts. Ooh. At 11 o'clock. So head up down there.
I've always loved the phrase head up there.
What do people in Rapid say? Do they head go up to Marshfield?
It's over.
Over? Do they go over to Marshfield?
Over.
It's probably only been in the last 10 years that I finally stopped saying going up to Illinois. Because my whole life I was coming from Chicago up to here.
Right.
So I was always saying going up with everything.
Of course.
So anytime I traveled, it was going up, no matter where
it's,
I was
it's
going.
It's only up on a map, of course.
Now, see, over works because it implies up and over.
Up and so.
Up and, yeah, because it's kind
over
of
to
a
Marshfield.
Diagonal. Yes.
So, of course, tonight they've got the park festivities over at Columbia Park as well. They got a whole bunch of stuff going on there from 5 to 8. And then they have the craft fair tomorrow. We will be there broadcasting, getting you ready for the rest of Dairy Fest.
Hey. Okay.
Very much looking forward to that.
9 to 11. Yes, you guys will be doing that. We'll be having that for you on WIRI. Mm-hmm. We'll have live cut-ins to go along with your amazing Saturday morning music. Mm-hmm. That'll be a lot of fun. And looking forward to it, man.
And
great to hear that it went well. And, Melissa, you're going to be busy right after that over mm-hmm. on 105.5 with Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley and I are going to be over at Rapids Transmission for their grand reopening. Mm-hmm. there'll be a taco truck there. There's ice cream. There's face painting for the kids. You'll get a tour of their lobby area, which is very kid-friendly because mm-hmm. they're a family-owned business.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
They're going to have that free ice cream from Blue Barn Scoops and free face painting from My Heart Studios. El Sombrero food truck going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, gonna be
I get
so
tacos
good.
For breakfast.
So hey, it's even better.
I mean, it's technically lunch, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Close enough.
We had a great time talking with Michelle the other day when she joined us mm-hmm. and everything, and we love supporting these local businesses, especially ones like you said, Melissa, that have these old ties to the area and, mm-hmm. and that they're keeping around while having some fun over there and really making it community friendly.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to read the history of Rapids Transmission and the transition of names from R&R, it was originally Rapids Transmission. So if you want to read about that history, you can find an article on WFHR.com.
And be listening tomorrow from 11 to 1, where Ashley and Melissa will be broadcasting live and direct from Rapids Transmission, having some fun. We'll have that for you again to go along with some amazing music that we have for you on 105.5 WIRI. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Yep.
But I do want to, we will get to our big story of the opening opening monologue here in a moment, but just a quick story right here that I thought was necessary for us to start our day with. A cliff bed. Yes, a cliff bed. Would anybody do this? Now, I will tell you right out the gate, this would be the worst thing in the world for me to do. I am a mover at night. Now, if I'm sleeping and there's somebody else in the bed, I'm not as bad. But if I'm by myself, I will end up on the ceiling. I move around. The pillow is not where it should be. This would be the worst thing in the world for me.
No.
A few weeks ago, someone set up a cliff bed in China, which allows thrill seekers the chance to, quote, sleep on a bed that's perched 350 feet off the ground.
Whew.
They're only charging $13.50 for it. So
I wonder why.
Oh,
how great.
That's cheap.
You have to wear a safety harness the whole time, and apparently it's even safe for enough for kids. You can be as young as 14 to do it, though minors have to be accompanied by an adult.
Oh, of course.
So it's a double bed?
Yeah, we're gonna
wait a minute. I don't know.
You also
a weird area here.
You don't stay in bed overnight. There's a mattress and a duvet, and you get a cup of morning cliffside coffee. But it's mostly just set up for a brief photo op.
Oh, I mean, okay.
That's really what we're talking about
here. There you go.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is.
I would totally do that.
She's in the harness there.
Yep.
Very nice.
And it's attached to the side of the cliff. The views are fantastic.
I was going to say, those views, amazing views.
That would be so awesome.
Oh,
my gosh. The question is, that I have, is how do you get there?
Yeah, they don't show.
So did you see
there's like a lines attached to the cliff.
Let's see here.
But it's not. So there's there's a ladder you have to climb.
Yeah, basically.
That's not a ladder, guys. That's like wires shoved into rock.
That's not a ladder.
Those are pitons, right?
It's technically not a ladder.
No.
I would do this, but I'm not sleeping. I'm not even trying.
No, I would just be peeking over the edge just
and
to
it
see.
Looks like there's more than one. You pause the picture. Look it. There's another another support above it. So I wonder if
To be fair, the younger girl that's in the picture is very small.
Yes.
That's a large bed.
Yeah.
It like engulfs her. So
Yeah, it's probably a full size.
Yep. So consensus, you'd do this?
I'd do it.
I don't think I'd sleep there, but definitely to check out the pictures.
Cool. Now that would be a great way to keep me awake. I don't really have a problem with that.
The problem that I would have with it, if it's just for a photo op, I want a big flowy dress. I wouldn't obviously be able to wear it,
right?
So I'd have to like pack it in a backpack climbing up there, and then I need a steamer so that I can get the wrinkles out somehow, and then I need to be able to put it on, so you gotta turn the cameras off, and then I need it to have the right breeze.
It's a three-person job at least.
Yeah.
You wanted the suite. Okay.
Yes.
Not just the bed, you needed the whole room up there. It's just a little bit higher and you can't see it.
If you look over here, this is the boardroom.
How cool would that be, though?
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Right?
That'd be a lot of fun. I think that'd be a lot of fun to try. We're having a lot of fun giving away Milwaukee Brewer tickets all summer long. Just a quick reminder, again, next week we have a statewide contest that we're going to be doing, Text to Win contest. So for a couple of weeks, we will be taking some time off, but we'll be back at it and giving you a chance every Friday to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets for upcoming games. These are great packages, too. So these are really nice tickets, really nice seats. And you can win today. You can possibly win some today by texting us through the Civic Media app. Swing batter.
The word.
S-W-I-N-G. Go ahead and text that to us and get a chance to win tickets to Saturday, June 7th game against San Diego, and that should be a good one.
Melissa, you've never been to a Brewers game.
No.
You've not.
I have not.
We need a team building exercise.
Yes.
Going to these amazing seats that Civic Media has.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even Melissa would enjoy it. Okay. I think she would enjoy it, yes.
I mean, I did enjoy the Wausau Woodchucks game I saw, and I did enjoy the Rafters, Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game I saw.
Cooler, I'm telling you.
I'd be game.
Yeah.
It's very cool. I'm all in. I'm just dying to get to the ballpark. It's been years since I've been there.
Yeah, we need to go. We just got to get Chris, get some tickets from Chris, and we can go. Yeah,
definitely should. Text us, and you should, everybody, by texting us the keyword swing on the Civic Media app, S-W-I-N-G. Text that to us. Get a chance to win tickets to Saturday, June 7th game against San Diego.
Does it matter which kind of swing they text in? I mean, if it's the swing that you ride on versus the batter swing?
Is it the type of music, perhaps?
Oh my God!
You know, swing music, right?
Yeah. No, these are all good points. I will double check with everybody. Just text us the word "swing," everybody. Don't listen
to her.
English is fun.
I love it. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at El Cafe in Port Edwards is, a small Mexican restaurant with big, big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? El Cafe has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at El Cafe.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Ohio State, and more. From the first touchdown to the fifth quarter, game days in Madison are packed with excitement, tradition, and unforgettable memories. Seats and tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot and make sure you don't miss a moment of the action next season. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to secure your seat today. Wisconsin football game day starts here, and we'll see you at Camp Randall.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good day from all of us. Great specials over there, and keep in mind that fish fry that they have every Friday night is only getting more and more famous. You want to get over there and check that out. Great indeed. Stuff going on over at El Cafe, everybody. Visit them today.
You also need to check out the planter buckets that they have sitting outside at the front entrance right now. I stopped there and got breakfast this morning, and the buckets are so awesome. Mm. The school kids painted them.
Oh, really?
And they've got, I saw tomato plants. I don't know what else is in there, but they're like 5-gallon buckets, and they're all decorated. Each one is unique and individual, and they're fantastic.
Check them out today, everybody. And wish them a good morning from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. And you can call on up.
715-424-2600.
Or just using the Civic Media app. You can do that, too. We appreciate you getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Please feel free to hit us up anytime throughout the whole show here. We love getting them.
He had his eyes closed. I looked right at him.
Good. That was good. I need a 1 or a 2, Melissa.
1.
Okay. Gives us that qualifier right there. And sorry, we got our just one qualifier for Saturday. And then, Seth, I need a 1 or a 2 on Sunday.
2.
All right. Gives us the qualifiers. So we can dive right in and do some celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy 45th anniversary to Dan and Jody Cook.
Oh, Dan and Jody. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
Wishing you two a very happy 45th anniversary. Enjoy your day.
Absolutely.
And we want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, good friend of all of ours around here. And I mean this whole community, not just our stations, Mr. Mike Hittner.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
I make it very clear to Mike, to Stephen, to Katrina, to their wonderful mom. I love my family. I am very proud of my family, but I would be adopted by them in seconds. wonderful people, love them. Yes. And we, get to talk to Mike all the time with the Historic Point boss, and how they keep history alive over there. He'll be joining us next week. We're looking forward to that.
Nice.
And wishing him a fantastic day. I could talk to Mike all day.
Yeah, he's great.
I really cannot stress that enough. All day. I just pick his madman's brain.
He'd finally be like, James, can I leave?
Yes.
And he's like, no, yeah, all day.
With the way we're doing the Rapids report now, I can actually do it, too.
That's true.
I just might. He might want to watch up. Enjoy your day, sir. You're our qualifier. And I got to tell you something, guys. You know what? For Friday, for today, we don't have that big of a list. Everybody's qualifying.
Whoa.
We'll just put everybody in.
The whole weekend?
The whole weekend.
Wow.
Why not? We got an anniversary here. We got two anniversaries coming up, and neither of them qualified. Man. I like when they qualify.
James is feeling generous today.
Yeah, he is. He likes giving stuff away.
You guys are okay with
Seth,
it.
Seth, now's the time that we pitch that idea. Because he's going to say yes. He's in a good mood.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Everything is approved today, Stamp.
Everything.
Stamp.
I have my own stamp that I just stamp everything. It's a lot faster. On Saturday, we put the spotlight on Stacy Hardwood.
Happy birthday, Stacy.
Happy birthday, Stacy.
Enjoy the day, Stacy.
You're a qualifier.
That's a good one for you.
Yes.
Enjoy the day. And we also on Saturday, want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Mandy Thomas from WRCO.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Mandy.
Yeah. Enjoy the day, Mandy. Hope it's a good one for you. She's great. She does a great job. On Sunday, we also want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's Jenna Emmert.
Oh, Jenna's awesome. She designs all of our logos, all of the things you see on our websites and our Facebook pages. She's great.
Yeah, she really is.
She's fantastic. She works fantastic. So easy to work with.
Yep. So great.
Closely,
to work
we have
with.
This team, this little team within a team of Jenna, Jade, and Caleb, who do almost all of our online, design and function stuff. And they, man, are they amazing?
Yeah.
They are amazing group, man.
Crack shot team.
Yeah. And also celebrating birthdays on Sunday, Cheryl Klingforth. Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day. And Sean and Julie Beaker.
Sean and Julie. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary.
Unless, are they both having a birthday on the same day? You didn't say.
No, that's great. No, you're right. You're right.
Happy you put the names out there. Yeah.
Happy anniversary, YouTube. Yeah, yeah. Now, if it is your birthdays, you should have let us know. We would include that.
That's right, too. Yeah.
Happy anniversary to Sean and Julie. Wishing you guys a great one. Enjoy.
Very cool.
Let's see who you're sharing your birthdays with. First on the list, 54 years old, Idie Menzel.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Elsa in the Frozen movies with the singing, that is. Rachel's mom on Glee. And, of course, she is Elphaba. Like, yep. There's a lot of actresses that have played, a number of them that have done it. And I have not seen a bad performance of an actor playing Elphaba, but she is Elphaba to me. Yeah. She always will be. Yeah. Her and Kristen Chenoweth own those roles,
yep.
And everybody else is just renting them. And it doesn't matter how talented, and it's nothing against the amazing actors and performers that have done those roles, and there's been some good ones. I actually got to see some in your old stomping, in Stephen St. Paul.
Yes.
Saw a production of Wicked, and don't remember the actors' names, unfortunately, but they did a very good job.
Yeah, they did. By the way, James just did an epic pun, and he didn't even notice. Everyone is just renting Idina Menzel. She was also a star in Rent. Wow.
It's true.
That is impressive, man.
That's true. I could spend all day trying to write that, and I wouldn't be able to. She's great. She's
amazing. Belter. She is what they call a belter in the business. Ooh. Yes.
Idie Menzel and Wynonna Judd share a birthday. Ooh. Wynonna is 61 today.
Good voices. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Had some fun on the Sunrise show today since the program director wasn't around. I could mess around
to stop him.
Bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did a double shot of the Judds. I played a Wynonna single, and then I played the Judd single back to back.
What James doesn't realize is that we had WIRI on the loudspeakers at the thing. I heard every word. No, I'm
saying, knows what you did. It's in the notes.
Happy 61st birthday to Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine, Audio Slave, and so much other great music. One of the more original,
fantastic
great
guitarists. Yep.
So great. Yep. Such an original playing style. Mm-hmm. Ted McGinley is 67. Happy Days, The Love Boat, Dynasty, Married with Children. A bunch of great shows for him over the years.
Yes. He has been everywhere.
Certainly one of my favorite wrestlers when I was growing up, but a man that I have learned a lot more about in recent years. We all have. Jake the Snake Roberts, 70, WWE Hall of Famer. Couple of moments in his career where he should have been actually bigger than he was and actually held the title longer and some of those things that just never worked out for him. When I watch these Dark Side of the Ring things that Vice did, and I go back and watch some of them, and I was actually just, I didn't know his birthday was coming up. I actually just rewatched his the other day. It's one of the most dark and gothic stories I've ever heard. And that being said, him now and him talking about his life and his struggles with addiction and all these things, very few times in my life have I seen somebody so burly and tough and strong being so good at being vulnerable.
Mm.
I admire him much more now than I ever did. And I really loved him as a kid. Mm-hmm. He was Jake the Snake.
Yeah,
right. Man, came out with a real snake.
He actually had a snake.
Yeah, if you don't like snakes, don't look at the pictures. They're terrifying.
Yeah. But him, the man he is now, and the way he has owned his life in a day and age where everybody wants to point the finger and blame other things or not take accountability, this guy has. And I don't know. I encourage you to look into his life. Interesting. People no longer with us. One of the greatest athletes of all time, Gale Sayers, born on this day in 1943, passed away in 2020, Chicago Bears legend. And, of course, was portrayed by Billy Dee Williams in Brian's song.
I love Brian Piccolo.
Good movie.
That speech, man.
Good movie. And the great Mel Blanc, born on this day in 1908. Mel Blanc voiced everything.
Yes.
Yes, you name it. He voiced it, basically.
Yeah. The voice of the classic Warner Brothers cartoons, of course, Bugs Bunny, his most famous, but Porky Pig and Tweety and Sylvester and Yosemite Sam and Foghorn Leghorn. Just to throw it in there, Barney Rubble and the Flintstones.
Right. He had a long career before that, in conjunction with that, because he was always Bugs Bunny's voice. On the Jack Benny show.
Yeah.
He was his violin teacher. He was a couple of other recurring characters, and of course, he was his car, Jack's car, the Maxwell. I would say, if you want to honor Mel Blanc, go back and listen to his.
Yeah. Yes.
It's amazing.
It's okay, amazing.
But do you know why he sounded like that? Because he started smoking a pack of cigarettes at a day at age 9.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I thought I knew everything about him. No. I didn't know that. Wow.
Wow.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I guess it did. I didn't realize that.
He was diagnosed with emphysema in 1985.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, that would make sense then. Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at Saturday birthdays, Colin Farrell is 49, the Penguin, and a great actor, and a really good turnaround to his career. Another guy who has been incredibly honest with his not only his career, but his struggles, but especially with, he has a special needs son, and has really shared a lot of that with him and his son, and does some great videos and footage of it and everything, where he's really explaining a lot of what his son has a very rare disease, and talking about it and bringing awareness to it, while being very human about it, you know.
Yep.
Nothing that putting on airs, no, nothing that. Just right. I really, again, one of these guys, I think he's an amazing actor. Fantastic. Way better than I ever thought he was going to be. Completely owned. I did not think Colin Farrell was going to turn into this. And I'm really happy to see it. But he's even a better person, I think. Leah Thompson is 64.
I love her.
Love Leah Thompson. Back to the Future, Caroline in the City.
From Minnesota.
Oh, I didn't
she
know.
She is from Minnesota, yes.
Really?
Yeah. From the cities, I believe.
Do you have just like a list of celebrities?
There's not
from
that many.
Minnesota,
it's easy
that
to remember.
Memorize?
Yeah, there's not that many.
Joe Namath is 82, Hall of Fame quarterback on Saturday. Clint Eastwood is 95. You cannot tell the history of entertainment without Clint Eastwood. I love Clint's early, especially his man. And I'll go back and watch some of those spaghetti westerns this weekend with my dad.
Yeah, the movie you need to watch, though, is an early role he had in the sequel to Creature of the Black Lagoon, The Revenge of the Creature.
Wow.
He has a very small role as a scientist, and guess what? Does not pull it off. I mean, even at the time when no one knew who Clint Eastwood was, it's still like, what? No, this guy ain't a scientist.
He needs a cowboy hat.
He needs a cowboy hat.
Also celebrating, would have been celebrating birthdays, John Bonham, a legendary Led Zeppelin drummer, one of the greatest drummers of all time, and Walt Whitman, one of our greatest poets, American poets.
The first great American poet, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Mm.
And then quick look at Sunday birthdays. Tom Holland is 29, Spider-Man himself.
And he still looks like he's a teenager.
Yeah,
somehow.
Yeah, sure he's great. He's awesome.
Yes, he is.
Brandi Carlile is also awesome. She's 44. Man, I enjoy her work.
Nice great voice.
Really nice voice. Wonderful singer. Pay attention to her guitar playing. Whoo, she can play. Alanis Morissette is 51 on Sunday. Congratulations.
Really?
Happy birthday to her.
Isn't it ironic?
It is.
One of the better commercials on TV right now. She's got a fantastic commercial right now.
Really?
It's just a play on the ironic video.
Yeah.
I think it's even a U.S. Cellular commercial or something like that.
It is,
that.
Yeah.
And it's she actually, now, for those that don't know, she actually got her start as an actor. She was
did.
On I Can't Believe You Did That on Television or something.
It was a couple of Canadian shows, because she's Canadian.
And
but,
it shows in this. She also does the Great North, a cartoon on Fox. She does herself, she plays her like a spirit voice and stuff.
Oh, cool.
She's a good actor. She did a good job.
Nice.
And it's fun to see where her career has gone. Ronnie Dunn is 72 on Sunday, part of Brooks and Dunn, maybe the greatest duo in country music history.
I would think so. How dare Dan and Shay do that?
Yes.
Get that award for it's not allowed. I don't think that's allowed.
And Morgan Freeman, 88 on Sunday.
Wow.
The great, the legend. Still works, still out there doing his thing.
Still has an amazing voice.
Still makes fun of himself. It's amazing. Andy, so much fun.
I love Morgan Freeman.
Yep.
Andy Griffith, born in, also would have been celebrating birthday on Sunday, born in 26. Of course, everybody's sheriff.
Yeah.
Everybody's sheriff.
And the Andy Griffith show is just so great.
Yes.
And Matlock.
Man. Ooh, if you want to watch a very different performance from Andy Griffith, watch the film The Face in the Face in the Crowd.
Yeah.
He plays an absolutely slimy guy, and he does an amazing job.
He's really? Very good.
Yeah, he does a very good job in that. Shows you how good of an actor he was.
In 1957.
Yes.
He was also in Gomer Pyle.
Oh, yeah.
That was a spinoff.
That was a spinoff,
Mayberry, Andy Griffith stuff.
RFD.
Yep.
And wrapping up, Sunday would have been celebrating a birthday, the legend Marilyn Monroe, born in 1926, passed away in 62. One of the early superstars.
She was.
And should be noted, very good actor. Like, it's not said enough. It's not talked about enough. But you go ahead and you watch Some Like It Hot, and she's working with two of the best in the business at the time, and she out-acts them in at least three or four scenes I can think of off the top of my head. And I love Jack Lemmon. I'm one of the biggest Jack Lemmon fans there's ever been. And she runs circles around him at times in that movie and does that without being given a good script, without being given good lines. Like, most of her career, she's given throwaway lines and just, you know, not good work.
Because she's just the eye candy.
And very good actor. Imagine what Marilyn Monroe would have been able to do in her 50s or 60s or something like that.
Imagine what she could have done with, like, confidence. She was so insecure her entire career.
Yeah.
And I've learned things about it recently, that there were some people that were kind of managing her that were not doing a very, they were manipulating her at the time. It was, it was rough.
I hope one day there's an actual, real, true telling of her story. Yeah. I hope so. We want to wish everybody celebrating a happy birthday anniversary out there. Can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe. Get there today, everybody. Yeah. We'll be back, and we're going to give you a chance to win some free Culver's with our star of the day coming up.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Ziemer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Ziemer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services have announced the finalization of a new regulation aimed at protecting kids from lead poisoning. According to a press release, the agency has lowered the threshold for lead poisoning from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. The threshold change will allow more families to access educational and health resources to address lead poisoning. DHS officials estimate that about 1,400 more kids will now qualify for environmental intervention services. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel the, it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round 2 of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par 5 at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectation. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. And if you haven't won anything in 30 days, you call that up, 715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app. Boom, just like that, you win yourself in a kids and adult meal from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Big, big time shout out to them. Anywhere you got a Culvers, you got some, a business that puts back into the community and doesn't need to. I don't think we touch on this nearly enough. Culver's doesn't have to advertise. They don't have to do any of this. We love Culver's. Everybody in this state loves Culver's. Right. We prove it every day by just showing up and being there and
eating Culver's.
Yeah, and taking in Culver's.
You know, one thing that I really like about Culver's that I don't know if we talk about enough is the way they teach younger kids, teenagers and stuff who get jobs there, you know, the process, and they do such a good job of training them. Mm-hmm. I'm always impressed. And it doesn't matter where the Culver's is. It's always the same. All these people do an amazing job of getting the food out, being courteous, doing exactly what you're supposed to be in customer service, right?
Yeah.
They're very good at it.
I they're a lot better than I'd ever be.
Well, I worked at a Culver's for a short period of time. Okay. And one of the things that they do is they always schedule enough people.
That's it.
They have enough people on that nobody is running ragged.
Yes.
There's time to teach and train properly. There's always something to do. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a floor to clean. There's a bathroom to check on. There's something to do in the back. There's someone to assist. And then there's always help.
They
invest in their employees.
Yes.
And that shows.
Yeah. Absolutely shows.
Through their service.
You can tell businesses that do that. Yeah.
Yep. Through their service and then through their excellent food.
Mm-hmm.
My sister worked there through high school, the Rapids one here in town, and I'd forgotten some of the things you're mentioning there. Yeah. Yeah. Those are all good, really good points. And how did I not know that about you? I thought I knew everything.
I didn't know that.
James, there's so much you don't know about me.
That'll be the next
nor,
show. Next
nor
show.
Do you want to.
That's just you, Seth.
That's just me, yeah.
Get ready to call up everybody. Tell us what TV theme song this is.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged.
These lyrics don't make any sense.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, man.
Nobody?
Really?
Nobody.
I wouldn't have got this if I couldn't see it.
Oh, really? Well, but, I suppose. Mean, you, the, yeah, I get it. That time period, yeah.
So, let's give some hints. This is a spinoff of a very, very popular show that we just did last week. and I couldn't help myself doing the spinoff the following
the
week.
The star of the show also sang the theme song.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's what you just heard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, maybe we got someone here.
Yep. See what we got. Good morning. What's your answer?
Frasier.
Yes.
Nicely.
Oh, I love that show. I never thought that I didn't get one laugh at least.
Awesome.
That is fantastic. Can I get your first name?
Chris,
thank you so much for listening. Plague along, Chris. What town are you calling us from?
Rudolph.
All right. Nice. Yes. Oh, we haven't had a Rudolph winner in a while.
Very That's long awesome. Time, yeah.
Very
Good
cool.
For us.
Yes. Oh, we love Rudolph. We love our friends in Rudolph. That's fantastic. Chris, thank you so much for listening and playing along.
Thank you.
If you don't mind hanging on the line, just going to get a little information from you off air, but you're our newest star of the day.
Woohoo! Thank you very much.
Thank you. Chris is awesome.
Wow.
That's great.
Very that enthusiastic.
Really
loved it.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great endorsement for the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, she's never not laughed at an episode.
Mm-hmm. It was a very popular show.
I liked it better than Seinfeld.
Honestly, a perfect cast. There was not one weak link in that cast. Everybody was incredible on it. I really liked the actress that played Daphne. I really enjoyed her. And John Mahoney, longtime Chicagoan, one of the founders of Steppenwolf Theater. Go back and watch episodes of Frasier. John Mahoney's limp is the exact same every time he does it. He did not have a limp.
No, he didn't.
He did not have a limp.
No.
That's just the artist that he was, the actor that he was. Mm-hmm. He could do that. All that being said, I loved Roz, and we wanted to celebrate her birthday.
Perry Gilpin, yes.
Perry Gilpin celebrated the birthday just a couple of days ago.
She was great.
And we wanted to celebrate Roz. I thought she was one of the best parts of that show. And just
Now, this, I know I've mentioned this before. This may surprise you, but I had a nickname in high school, and it was Frasier.
Really?
Yes. A few people called me Frasier.
Nice.
That's very funny.
I can't imagine why.
Maybe it's your dour expressions.
I do have a passing resemblance to Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah,
we do kind of look alike each
a little
other.
Bit.
But
yeah, you just have more hair.
Yes, yes, that's true. I do.
And among other things, we could get into. We want to talk to Chris. We're going to do that. We'll come back and we're going to get into some fun stuff. Kids cereals. We're going to talk a little bit about.
All right.
Any more coming up? Be listening next Friday for another edition for your chance to win some free Culvers with our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers and our star of the day.
My face. What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.
To everyone who believes big flavor makes life better, we've got something special waiting for you at Culver's.
The Colby Jack Pub Burger is back with a crave-worthy combo of fresh beef, Wisconsin Colby Jack cheese, crispy onions, and zesty A1 pepper mayo, all stacked on an everything bun. Trust us, you don't want to miss this.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Big shout out to our friend Chris, who just joined us. We got a new friend Chris there that just won.
And from Rudolph.
Yes. All of you that got us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody texting in for those Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Mm-hmm. Be sure to text us Swing through the Civic Media app. Everybody,
Swing and a miss.
Swing to through the Civic Media
app. And a hit.
App. Get your chance to win.
They're going
to
be winners.
Free Brewers tickets.
We're just trying to make your job difficult, James.
I love it. No, I love it. I genuinely love it. There is an interesting study that just was published by the American Medical Association about kids' breakfast cereals. They have gotten less healthy over the past 15 years.
Are we surprised by this?
Yes. I was just going to remind everybody, too, that these water is wet. I just thought that'd be a good idea, to, as long as we're covering these things, because I don't know that this is shocking, but I do think that sometimes this stuff is always good to have the actual data and not just kind of eyeballing it, if you will. They looked at the newly launched cereals between 2010 and 2023 and found significant increase in fat, sodium, and sugar, and a decrease in protein and fiber, along with creativity.
plus they're boring.
Yeah. Compared to 2010, total fat per serving increased 33.6%. Whoa. Sodium content increased 32%, and sugar 10.9%, so basically 11%.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, I thought they put those other ones because they decreased sugar. Nope, apparently not.
I mean, the added fat is not necessarily a bad thing, because you do need fat in your diet.
That's correct.
But you do need to limit your sugar and your salt, and having an increase in all of those is...
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't really. Although, if you look at... what is the one I most recently saw? Glazer's Donut Hole cereal or something that. Obviously that's not going to be healthy.
Well, they're not even
they're not even trying.
No, yeah, right.
They're not. It's really gotten lame and uncreative. Sure.
It's just let's turn candy into cereal because kids will want it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, the average amount of added sugar is so high that a single serving of children's cereal is more than 45% of the American Heart Association's total daily recommended limit for children.
What?
One more time for the people in the back. A single serving of children's cereal is more than 45% of the American Heart Association's total daily recommended limit for children.
And do you know how big a serving size is?
I was going to say, and a bowl of cereal is not one serving size usually. It's more than that.
Because a serving size is like, what, three quarters of a cup?
Like two-thirds or something like that.
Yeah. And nobody eats just that
two-thirds
much
of a cup of cereal, right?
And how long does it keep you satisfied? 10 minutes?
Well, especially considering it's usually in the first hour of their day.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So that seems surprising, since everyone has known for decades that cereals marketed to children are sugary and unhealthy, but apparently companies have discovered that parents are reluctant to fight a healthy food battle in the morning. So that is where now they are more likely lunch and dinner, they're going to go healthy. But in the morning, they tend to not do that.
But then the morning is the time that they need the nutrients, and they need the best
nourishment, to keep them going, right?
Yeah. And to make them able
more
to participate in school.
Yep.
The study did not include the classic stuff. They only considered 1,200 children's cereals that were newly launched in that timeline that I mentioned earlier, 2010 to 2023.
Oh.
And there were almost 100 new cereals every year in those 13 years.
Wow.
Almost 100 new cereals hitting the market every year.
Well, have you walked down the cereal aisle?
Yeah.
That's true.
It's an entire aisle dedicated to cereal. What other aisle in the grocery store has only one thing?
Yeah, I used to, when I worked at Cops, that is now not Cops anymore, I did the cereal aisle most days. And I used to just sit there, and I would, you got your music on, you're stocking shelves, it's 3 a.m. or whatever, you're not doing a whole lot of deep thinking, unless you're me. And I'm looking at those, and it would boggle my mind. I had at the time, I had a young son at home and everything, and I couldn't imagine, I couldn't imagine what cereal I was going to pick for him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know which one I should, what was the safest one, what was the best one for him. We ended up giving him fruit in the morning and everything.
Which is a better choice.
Which is probably better. Yeah, exactly.
It was also just out of just sheer, too much. much.
Yes, you're overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed in my 20s. I am overwhelmed in my 40s going down the cereal aisle.
The reason why I like shopping at Aldi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They limit the choices.
Yes, and that is better.
Nothing wrong with that.
I can't imagine if you're a little kid and you're walking down that aisle and also thinking about the fact that your point of view is so different.
Right.
So I can't even begin to imagine. Yeah. They didn't include existing brands that relaunched with a new flavor. So there was some little bit of gray area here, but overall, these stats are still there and still evident.
So
still.
Some of the more classic ones, I guess, honestly, I have no idea if they're good. They supposedly got rid of, fake dyes and just used like normal.
Or they're phasing them out.
Yeah. I know General Mills, I think, got rid of all their created dyes, and it's all natural now. But
I eat a lot of cereal, I'll admit. I probably have 3 or 4 bowls a week, probably. And I really do try to flip it up and everything and try to make try to eat healthier ones. But right. I'm also half of those bowls are Cocoa Pebbles. So, being honest.
Maybe it's better than you think.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, growing up as a kid in the early 50s and late 40s, and you were lucky to get you were lucky to get 20 cereals on the shelf.
So your choices were limited.
Yeah, and nowadays there's 20 different flavors of Cheerios.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
What kind of Chex do you want? Here's 14.
So what was your favorite cereal when you were a kid?
I guess Frosted Flakes or something. Mm.
The old classic.
Oh, I love Frosted Flakes.
They're the best. Love Frosted. I still love Flakes. Those.
Yep. The other cereal.
What do you
I
eat
have?
Now for cereal?
I eat Cheerios, but I eat a lot of fruits or berries and nuts. I got probably over 3/4 inch of berries and nuts in my bowl before I put half a
That's
cup
how my dad eats it.
The cereal on top, right. Yeah. That's actually a better way of
like
doing it.
It's like a topping versus the entire meal.
Yeah. It took my dad a while to get the ratio of banana in there, though. For a while, it just looked like it was a cereal banana split. Like you just throw a banana on top of it or something.
It's a good way to do it. Although Cheerios is some of the better cereal out there in terms of getting at least some fiber and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. It says
healthy
on the box,
so.
Right?
So I can go by,
it's the oats. It's made out of oats. That's why. Yeah.
You have a good morning, sir, and a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate
in.
It.
Oh,
appreciate
that's awesome.
You. Best listeners in radio.
I think we should go back to 20 varieties of cereal, and that's it. I think that'd be
20
better.
20 varieties.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we need.
Bring
back Product 19, or some of these other ones. Quake. Wisp.
One word cereals. One word
cereals.
Yeah,
that's all we need.
That's what we need.
Checks.
That's all
we need. See, we got Checks. I like Checks.
But we still need Frosted Flakes.
Absolutely.
Frosted Flakes are absolutely.
Still good. That's two words, dudes.
Flakes. No, that don't sound good.
Nope.
Nobody's eating
just
that.
Just flakes.
Nope. Not the good.
Cornflakes.
I might have to go buy a box of cornflakes. That was what we had most often when I was a kid because my mom would buy the big bags, the generic big bags.
Right. Was that the old Malto meal there? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
We had cornflakes, and every once in a while she would get us, just plain Cheerios. There were never anything on them. But cornflakes was the most common one we had.
I still like cornflakes.
What is your favorite cereal? Go ahead and let us know, everybody. We'd love to hear from you.
Message us on our Civic Media app or right there on our Facebook page.
Super Gold Crisp. Honey Smacks.
Good classic one. Classic one.
Those would get stuck in your teeth, though.
I never ate them.
What?
I didn't like them as a kid, but I have as an adult. Apple Jacks.
Those are
quite sweet. Yeah. I'm with you on that, though. But they are good. I appreciate them.
My favorite, every once in a while, Mom would let us get a box to splurge on. And, of course, the Lucky Charms, because it had marshmallows.
Get me Lucky Charms.
Yes, that one. And then also the Frosted Flakes, of course.
Yes, they're great. Yep.
But Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops. There's fruit in it, right?
I can't do Toucan Sam's voice, though. You do the other ones.
You have to work at that.
I do have to work on that, yeah.
We got some great programming going on this weekend. Of course, keeping in mind that we have Raptor baseball going on all summer long. Woo! So that is going to interrupt some of our weekend programming, and we're very happy that we don't mind moving out of the way for Raptor baseball, that is for sure. We'll get into our deeper schedule a little bit later before we wrap up the show, but real quick, look, I wanted to reference on Sunday, we will have this great show that we brought into our family here with
it's the last Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Masters of Mystery Radio Hour. We air this program every last Sunday of the month at 9 o'clock. Host Rob Jung does a great job with this one, Seth.
Mm-hmm. He does. In fact, I've listened to a few clips of the episodes. It's so interesting learning how mystery writers come up with their stories. There are so many different ways. And that's one of his big things. He asks, so how do you write your stories? Do you, like, you know, start at the end and then work your way back kind of thing? How do you do it, you know? And the answers they give is just the writing process, and, you know, the process of creating anything, I always find fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why sometimes I like watching the documentaries.
How the sausage is made.
You're right. I like watching documentaries about how the film is made even more than the film itself, because I think that's more interesting.
Same.
That, like, kind of thing.
Watching the extras and the DVD.
Yeah, because exactly.
Then you get the behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Heart of Darkness is better than Apocalypse Now.
That's an extreme example, but that's what he does. He talks with these other mystery writers who write. I mean, for those who don't know, the mystery genre is broad. I mean, you can fit so many different kinds of mysteries in it, and he gets people from all over. You know, he does government stuff and like private eyes, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Catch it on the last Sunday of every month right here at WFHR, part of our Sunday night lineup. Catch it at 9 o'clock. We'll get in the rest of that lineup coming up and on the show.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic.
CBS News Brief. The University of Michigan has just released its latest Consumer Sentiment Index, revealing an unexpected stability in consumer confidence. As a CBS News poll on inflation and income shows, a majority of Americans are struggling to make ends meet. Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Silvanto.
75% saying that their income is still not keeping up with inflation.
It's Elon Musk's last day with Doge.
President Donald Trump on social media posted, "Musk will always be with us, helping all the way."
That's CBS's Jared Hill. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports on a transgender woman taking part in a high school sporting event in California that's causing controversy.
The debate centers around A.B. Hernandez, a transgender woman competing in track and field at the CIF state championship this weekend. The DOJ launching an investigation, and President Trump threatening to withhold federal funding over California's